doing gentle, number 25. Fear brings an invite. I used to run away from fear. Fear scared me. I thought it was something to avoid at all costs, that which fear was warning me about. Then I got into a different relationship with fear. I learned to ask myself a verifying question to see if the fear was real, as it were, or just a figment of my imagination. Should I send out an SOS? Dial 112 or 911, call the police, the fire department, an ambulance, whatever or however it's done where you live. Most often, almost always, or actually always, the answer would be no. The police wouldn't come, there was no fire to put out, and none was in harm's way. Most often, almost always, or actually always, it was imagined. Fear of speaking my mind, of showing up, of making myself visible. Then it shifted again. My relationship with fear took on a third form. And this time, fear has a totally different energy to it. There's bubbles in it, excitement, an edge telling me, here's something you might want to try, my friend. An invitation, that's what fear brings today to me. An invitation to step up, to level up, to become that which is within my grasp, that which I can choose to do, to be, to become. Speak my mind, show up, be visible. No longer hide in the shadows of my imagined fear, but rather step into being all that I can be. An invitation to dance. Dance in the light, dance with the world, dance with that which knocks at the door. Once it comes a knocking, it's up to me to accept the invite or not. My choice.